You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to Mom and Dad Are Fighting, Slate's parenting podcast for Monday, January 30th, the Situationship Blues edition. I'm Zach Rosen. I make another show. It's called The Best Advice Show, and I'm father to Noah, who's 5, and Ami, who's 2. We live in Detroit.
I'm Jamila Lemieux, a writer, contributor to Slate's Care and Feeding Parenting column, and mom to Naima, who is 9 3/4, and we live in Los Angeles.
My name is Carvel Wallace. I'm a writer and podcaster based in Oakland, California, and also the new co-host of Slate's How To. And I have a daughter, Georgia, who is 17, and a son, Ezra, who is 19.
Today on the show, we've got a dating conundrum. We haven't had one of these in a while, so this should be interesting. Essentially, this senior in high school is navigating his first official relationship. But if we were back in the days of Facebook relationship statuses, it might qualify as an it's complicated, because the girl he's been hanging out with suddenly is thinking about getting back with her ex instead, and our poor letter writer doesn't really know if or how to help her son. We're also going to do a round of recommendations where we tell you what we're loving right now. Then we'll wrap up the show with a few letters from you. See you back here in a second.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So, just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back and ready to hear our listener question, which is being read by the wonderful Shasha Leonard.
Dear Mom and Dad, my son is a senior in high school and has found himself in his first relationship, or at least the first one we know about. From what I can tell, he and this girl have been orbiting each other's social circles for years. She was a friend of a friend, and they've had a few classes together throughout high school. But this year, their schedules lined up. They had some group projects together, and they started to hang out a lot more, and they snap frequently. They've gone on a few casual dates, and even one that seemed a little more traditional, to the ice rink right before winter break. He seemed really happy. Here's the thing. This girl had a boyfriend during sophomore and junior year. They broke up over the summer. Apparently, he now wants her back. And she told my son that she doesn't know what to do, but is kind of considering it, given their history. In some ways, I'm kind of impressed by their open communication and grateful that he's talking to me about it. But he says he doesn't really know how to take this, and it's just been this elephant in the room since she brought it up 2 days ago. I don't have a ton of dating experience. My partner and I were high school sweethearts who never split up. And this is the first time I'm doing any relationship counseling as a parent. Any advice for me or him would be appreciated. Thanks. Out of my dating depths.
Well, Carvel, you recently had a son in high school. What do you think about this?
I think that navigating your children through the ups and downs of dating is incredibly hard. And I don't mean tricky, because I don't think it actually is tricky. I think it's simple, but I think it's very triggering. Seeing one of your kids in pain because their heart has been broken, because they wanted to be with someone and that person didn't want to be with them, or because someone has, you know, behaved in some way that wasn't fair to them. It's really hard. And we've been through it with both kids multiple times at this point. So first, I just want to empathize with the listener that's like not easy stuff. Second thing is, you can't really solve the relationship problem. This is one of those situations where the solution doesn't look anything like the problem. The problem is that your son is involved in this thing where it's like, is this person going to be with them? Are they not? Is he going to get his heart broken? There's nothing you can do as a parent to intervene in that situation. You can't like give him the right stuff to say, the right stuff not to say, or whatever. The only thing you can do is be available to him for whatever comes up. I think that offering your opinion about whether or not what this person is doing is fair or not fair is not really helpful either. I think he has to navigate it on his own, how he feels. You just get to hold space for him when he talks about how he feels. And you can help him talk about how he feels. You can talk about your own experiences with heartbreak and dating, which I know that you say, oh, I don't have any dating experience because I'm a high school sweetheart. But surely if you marry the person that you started dating in high school, somewhere along those lines, there's been fear, hurt, regret, pain, whatever. You need to be available to talk with your kid about those things because it will help them recognize that they're not alone and that the stuff they're experiencing is not happening to them because it's their fault, that it's actually part of being in love and part of showing up, and that one of the costs of experiencing love is that we experience pain. And the one doesn't seem to exist without the other. Although every day I wake up thinking, God, if there's only some way I could just make it so that all I had was love and never had pain, never had rejection, never had fear of abandonment, never had actual abandonment. I haven't cracked the code on it and I'm 48. So, you know, I don't, maybe it's not out there. So that's my main thing. And the other thing I would say is also you get to be available for that conversation, but you can't force it. You have to let him lead. If he wants to be able to talk about it, you can say things like, this must be difficult. Do you want to talk about it? And if he says no, then the answer is no. He doesn't want to talk about it. So you get to find other ways to be loving towards him. You have a movie night. You do something as a family. You like take him to his favorite restaurant for whatever. You just have something that reminds him that even if this love doesn't work out the way he wants, that he's still loved and cared for in general as a human being. This is how he remains whole. And this is how he's able to kind of like have proper perspective on what could be a very painful and difficult situation. But you have to let him lead the conversations around it. And you can't make the mistake of forcing your opinion on him about what he should do and when he should talk about it and how he should talk about it. Those are my thoughts. What do you guys think?
I think what I would essentially tell my child is that I'm sorry this is happening and this really sucks, you know, and I'm here to listen and I'm here to help you work through these feelings without asserting, you know, my opinion on how they should proceed. But I would want to talk to them about, you know, the idea that you're allowing this person a lot of control by giving her the ability to choose between you and someone else. And you have the right to choose yourself if that is what you want to do. You know, it would not be wrong for you to want to say, I'd rather be alone on my terms than beholden to what you choose. You can also want to advocate for the relationship and say, hey, I'm really interested in being with you. You know, this is something that I really want to do. So I hope that you proceed with me. And if you don't, I respect that. You know, I think as the parent of a boy, it's especially important that you talk about the significance of respecting this young lady's decision and not hating her for it. You know, allowing him to be hurt and to process the hurt and to acknowledge the hurt you know, if this is what she chooses, but not to be broken by it, nor to start harboring attitudes towards this particular girl or girls in particular that can be dangerous. You know, we know how easily those attitudes fester in young men. There are a lot of boys that cite things like this as their villain origin story. It's really important that you empower him with all the tools necessary to process this, and that you're constantly, you know, you have to check in, because he may not want to share about it anymore and he might not want to talk about it anymore. And it's important that you stay on top of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love all that, Jamila. I love all that. And also, in addition to the baseline of holding whatever kind of space they need, like Carvel was saying, I think you can also ask them, in what way can I help you? Do you want my advice? Do you want me just to listen? Do you want to just like be together and not talk? I mean, I can remember so vividly getting my heart broken at this age, so vividly. And just like any provocation just like sent me into just tears and tears and tears, and when I was just so tender. And I remember my mom was really good. I'm sure she's listening now, so thank you, Mom. This is 20 years ago, but I remember she was just so delicate, just like being around for me and knowing also that I was going to probably be a lot more emotional on my own. So I co-signed everything you two said. And then also, Carvel, what you were saying about movie night, I think I have the perfect movie. Did you two see Call Me By Your Name?
No.
Yeah.
I love Call Me By Your Name. It's the Luca Guadagnino movie with Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer. There's this monologue at the end of that movie, which is like one of my favorite like parent monologues in recent history, where the Timothy Chalamet character has gotten his heart broken. And in fact, you can just Google it. You can just Google like dad monologue, Call Me By Your Name, if you want to skip right to it. But it might be really cool just to watch this with your son. What this really loving dad, played by Michael Stolberg, says to Timothy Chalamet toward the end of the movie.
When you least expect it, nature has cunning ways of finding our weakest spot. Just remember, I'm here. Right now, you may not want to feel anything. Maybe you never wanted to feel anything. And maybe it's not to me you'll want to speak about these things, but feel something you obviously did.
Just takes my breath away every time I see it. So check that out. At the very least, check out the YouTube. But I really want to know what happens with this. Will you let us know?
Yeah. It's really, yeah. I mean, I just want to say again that like we had a lot of difficult things in parenting, but seeing both of my children, I'm thinking particularly about my daughter when she temporarily broke up with this guy that she's back together with, just holding her and while she just cried, and it was like it hurts so bad. And it's so different than when your kid falls off the scooter and they skin their knee and they're crying and saying it hurts so bad.
Right.
It just hits different. And so I feel like I had to really draw on like all of my emotional availability as a parent to hold space there, because it was, you know, it's like you just never want to see your kids heartbroken. And sometimes it happens. It's part of the deal.
Because it seems that our hearts will vicariously get broken too, right? By watching it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's it.
In some ways.
I, as a person who finds words for things, I still have a hard time finding words for what exactly was going on here. But it was hard for both of us. And me and her mom processed it a lot afterwards, you know. And yeah, it's our own triggers, it's our own stuff. But it's just the way you love your kid. Something about the way you love your kid really, really is really touched and moved by this particular kind of pain to see them experience it.
Yeah. Well, out of my dating depths, we hope this helps. We would love to know how it goes, so please keep us posted by emailing us at momanddad@slate.com. That's also where you can send us any questions of your own. We're going to take another quick break and then join you back here for recommendations and our mailbag.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, Karen Feeding listeners, it's me, Lucy Lopez. What do ASMR, AI chatbots, and diet culture all have in common? They are all topics explored on Embodied, the Ambi Award-winning weekly podcast from WUNC, North Carolina Public Radio. Each week, acclaimed reporter Anita Rao holds up her journalistic lens to all kinds of things that are sometimes hard to talk about, like sex, health, and relationships. Embodied dives into what some consider taboo to answer important questions about our bodies and our society. Nothing's off limits. Hear from expert guests, including doctors, historians, and psychologists, as they break down everything from the dynamics of egg donation, how couples combat mental health struggles like schizophrenia and OCD, and the profits and pitfalls of the self-care industry. If you need a place to start, I highly recommend checking out the recent episode where Anita interviewed two couples who continued to choose each other after one partner came out as trans. So go ahead, follow Embodied and get new episodes every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
On Death, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, "Sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough." This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Death, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, it's finally time for recommendations. Jamila, what are you recommending?
So, I have been on my baking thing for a while, as you all know, and we've gotten to the point now that we're so spoiled and used to having like a baked dessert in the house that like we're making one on a weekly basis. This is a thing. Like, there's always a fresh baked good in my home. So this week we decided we were going to make a cake. Last week we did brownies, forgot the chocolate chips. They came out just okay. But this week we baked a cake. And when we were at the grocery store buying ingredients, Naima says, "Can we just do a mix?" And I'm like, "What? That sucks." You know, like, this baking is our thing. And, you know, and she's like, "It just takes a long time, you know." And so I was like, "Okay, well, we'll compromise. Like, we'll do a mix and make the frosting from scratch." And so we did a mix. But here's what I'm recommending. If you are making a box cake, add an extra egg and a small box of pudding mix, a 3.4-ounce box of pudding mix.
Chocolate pudding?
It depends on the flavor of the cake. So if you're making a chocolate cake, you can do chocolate pudding. We did a golden yellow cake, so we use vanilla pudding. But you can spice it up however you see fit. There used to be, I can't remember which brand it was. I think it was Duncan Hines that like had a pudding in the mix, cake mix back in the day. Like it advertised that there was pudding in the mix, which I guess we were supposed to know that pudding in the mix is a good thing. But I stumbled upon this tip years ago and it has not let me down because I'm really not a fan of box cakes. Now that I know how to make them myself, I really prefer something a little fresher tasting. But if you don't feel like doing the whole charade with the flour and the butter and all that stuff, a box of pudding mix and an extra egg. You don't have to do an extra egg, but an extra egg adds another layer of richness and denseness to the cake. Makes it super good.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I love that. I feel like I
great
I feel like I might have heard, like, known that when I was younger and then just forgot. But mm-hmm. yeah, you just, I feel like you're unlocking a memory for me. My recommendation is a Netflix show called Our Universe, which I don't know if anyone's recommended that before. So the two kinds of documentaries I like the most, and this is mostly to fall asleep to, but it's either the nature documentary or the crazy like quantum physics documentary, outer space, black hole, the beginning of our universe, all that. So it's like, what if you took these two tastes and they would and made them taste great together? And that's what Our Universe is. It goes back and forth between nature documentary, like studying the story of an animal, and also tying that animal's yeah. lived experience into factors having to do with the universe and the creation of the universe and sunlight and photons. And it's really just wild and amazing. It's narrated by Morgan Freeman. Honestly, I don't really care that much about the narration or the words. The photography is absolutely stunning. And I'm going to recommend in particular the third episode of the season, which is about a bear, a mother bear, and her two cubs who enter into hibernation and then come out and look for food. And it basically draws the connection between their ability to survive and the way that the sun operates, which controls the tides and then goes into the history of that. It's just a really beautiful, fascinating documentary if you're into that sort of thing, which I am.
Cool. You had me at photons.
Yeah.
I am recommending a kid's book that I picked up this weekend. I have it right here. It's called Magic Trash, a story of Tyree Guyton and his art. And Tyree Guyton is this, now he's a world famous, I guess outsider artist is the name for it. But he, not far from my neighborhood in Detroit, starting in the early 80s, created this incredibly perplexing, beautiful, polka-dotted Technicolor, like art environment on his block that he grew up on, which was decimated by the crack epidemic in the 80s. And he just started to like paint polka dots on houses and draw these amazing kind of like god faces and clocks. And he collected shoes and old vacuum cleaners. And you go there today, people from all around the world will go there. And it's this incredible kind of living sculpture that, and he's always out there too, just kind of working on it and tweaking it and pontificating about what time it is on the clock of the world. I took Ami to this cool art show at a museum in the suburbs this weekend, but they were selling this book, which tells the story of Tyree and kind of how he emerged as an artist after having gotten made fun of for kind of being a, you know, a weirdo growing up. And like, it wasn't until like halfway through the book that I was reading it with Noah, our 5-year-old, that she was like, oh, Dad, is this the place like we go to sometimes?
Oh, wow.
It was a really cool moment where she like saw, you know, something from our neighborhood, something from Detroit being kind of, you know, sanctified in a book. And it just was very exciting to see her make that connection. And also, I guess this is just kind of a broader recommendation for like finding the weird local stuff in your neighborhood or in your cities and seeing perhaps if there's some books about it, because I think it kind of will give your kids some pride, some hometown pride. So Magic Trash, the author is J.H. Shapiro, and it's illustrated really, really beautifully by Vanessa Brantley Newton.
Can I also make, this is not a recommendation, but a request of our listeners?
Oh, yeah.
he's going to hate me for doing this, but maybe he won't. As you know, my son Ezra lives in New York. He was working at a job. He got laid off right before Christmas. He's looking for another job. He's got a bunch of leads, but he's still looking. If anyone in New York knows of food service jobs, anything like that, restaurant, server, coffee, anything like that, let me know, because maybe he can follow up on that lead.
How can folks get a hold of you?
You can email the show. How about that?
You
can email the show, and then it'll get passed on to me.
Great. We're gonna get Ezra some work.
Let's
do it. What kind of food service work has he done?
He worked here at a taco place, like a Mexican restaurant, for a while. He was like, he did counter service. He did all the like expediting. He did all the to-go orders, all the DoorDash stuff. He did some table service. He did busing, food running, pretty much the whole gamut.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. All right, New York.
Do your stuff.
Yeah, do your thing. Okay, we are going to wrap up today with a few listener letters from you. Here's the first. Dear Jamila, thank you for recommending The Joy of Baking Chocolate Banana Cake. I made it today and my family loved it. My darling child, who has been rating my cooking as if he were a baking competition judge, gave it a 10 out of 10 and said it, quote, gave him nothing to complain about. Love the show, your advice and recommendations. Thanks for all you do.
You are so welcome. I think we've made that cake about three times now. It is so good. I'm recommending it again. It has a chocolate ganache icing. It's so good. You will not like, oh my God, whether you're a big banana person or not, it's just amazing.
These kids with their like food show recommendations, it's just so, it just cracks me up. Right. Like the lingo they pick up and apply to the kitchen table, is it will never not be funny to me.
Last night at dinner, I made some generic chicken thing and Noah, my five-year-old, she's like, Dad, the sauce isn't too overpowering.
Exactly.
Thanks, Chef. This is just yet another reason why we just need to get this cookbook going. Mom and Dad are cooking. Publishers, oh, like I am ready to spearhead this.
It is time for Mom and Dad are
it's
cooking.
It's time.
All right. Zach, we also have a letter for you.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Zach. I'm a Jewish mom without a lot of Jewish friends and no Jewish mom friends. My family is interfaith, so I straddle the line between celebrating my husband's holidays while making sure our child is proud of her Jewish heritage. I want you to know that I love how much you freely talk about and share your Jewish experiences on the podcast. I remember back in the fall when you spoke about taking Noah to synagogue to celebrate Simchat Torah, and it felt so nostalgic, as I don't currently belong to a temple. You inspired me to start looking around. I found what seems to be a lovely small synagogue relatively close by. I'm hoping to make it for a holiday celebration. Please keep sharing. The world is scary, and it's comforting to hear someone on a mainstream podcast talk about experiences that mirror mine.
Wow, that's so meaningful. Thank you for writing in, Todah Rabah. This is very special. I'm so glad. So glad.
That is really nice.
It is really beautiful. I mean, it's people say representation matters, and then they say the counter argument is, no, it doesn't really matter as much as we thought it did. Both things are true. But it's also true that like when you have these like experiences that make you feel isolated, it just feels so good to have someone with a platform validate that experience is a real thing and that it matters. It's just really good. So this warms my heart.
Yeah. Thank you so much for writing in. Again, you can always email us or send us a voice memo to momanddad@slate.com. This episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting is produced by Rosemary Belson and Maura Curry. Alicia Montgomery is VP of Slate Audio. For Carvel Wallace and Jamila Lemieux, I'm Zach Rosen. Thanks for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.